Tiger Woods has won the first two legs of golf's Grand Slam. Tomorrow, he takes aim at the British Open. The world's other good golfers already are gathering in Muirfield, Scotland, and one of them unburdened himself exclusively to commentator Frank DeFord.
Okay, I'm one of them. I'm one of the guys supposed to be a prime competitor. How do I feel? A little edgy. People have stopped feeling sorry for me. They're starting to say I'm chicken, that all us guys choke around Tiger. Fans admire Tiger, but hey, it's getting boring for him. They're putting the pressure on me. What's the matter with you, you sunshine linkster? But hey, people, can you try to understand my feelings? I walk out on the course and everybody is only interested in Tiger. They talk when I putt. They ignore me. But I also know that because of Tiger, there's more fans here. There's millions more watching on television. There's more prize money. Tiger can't endorse everything. I get some of his leftovers. Sure, I'm jealous of Tiger, but he's my benefactor. Hey, he wins, I win. See, I'm a little conflicted here. I mean, sure, I know the media says me and the other guys don't care enough. Gary Player and Arnold Palmer and the other old-timers claim we got no fire in the belly. But remember, this is golf. What am I supposed to do? Bite Tiger like Mike Tyson did to Lennox Lewis? Golf isn't football. Golf is about being contained. Too much adrenaline, you bust the next one in the rough. Me and the other top guys, we gotta go about this more sensibly. I don't want to make a fool of myself trying to outshoot Tiger. Contain. Contain. Listen, in my dream, sure, I beat him. Then we get to the first tee, narrow fairway. I hit a beautiful drive with a 3-wood. Tiger steps up and outdrives me by 20 yards, straighter with a 2-iron. End of dream. Hey, right away I know, I'm playing for the silver medal. Take it to him, the wise guys say. Listen, golf is unlike every other sport. You're not really playing your opponent. I was a kid, I saw Arthur Ashe when he played Jimmy Connors at Wimbledon. Connors was supposed to be invincible. Ashe completely changed his game, undressed Connors, and he was never the same again. I remember Muhammad Ali when he fought George Foreman in Zaire. Foreman was young, indestructible. Ali ducked, rope-a-dope for 8 rounds, wore Foreman out, then bingo, he knocked him out. I can't do that in golf. I can't change speeds on Tiger. I can't double-team him. I can't sack him. This is golf. I can't even trash-talk the guy. And all right, I'm scared. Everybody thinks, hotshot, world-class competitor. But I'm not a competitor, not really. I'm a shot maker. But like a lot of us, when I've got a chance to win, I get scared. Don't laugh. It's easier to lose than to win. Besides, in golf, there's nobody else to take the last shot, to come in from the bullpen and save you. That's the biggest secret in sports, how a lot of the very best of us are scared to win. Or anyway, scared to do what it takes to win. But Tiger isn't, and I know that. And I know he's better than me, and I know I haven't got the guts to challenge him. My only hope is he's human, so maybe he has a couple of bad days and I get lucky. Let's face it, don't you people understand? There's only one guy playing this week at Muirfield, Tiger. Either he wins or he loses. The rest of us, just the chorus.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.